I-10. Clear skies tonight, expect a low 42. Wednesday, sunny and cooler with a high only 64. The following program is a rebroadcast of an earlier show.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
It's Tuesday again already. Every week this Tuesday thing happens. I don't know what it is, Dan, but are you sure your name isn't Nick? Like in the nick of time?
It certainly is today.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Glad you got here. Because I didn't know that much about insurance. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you're here. The expert is here. And if you have any questions for Dan, as always, you can call us because we are live and local in Jacksonville. Anywhere, any place, and if you're here in Metro Jacksonville, that's even better at 904-831-0600. Dan?
All right. Thanks, AJ. And good afternoon, Jacksonville. I'm a little bit frazzled today.
Wow.
Yes. I am a little bit frazzled. Technology got the better of me today, and just as I was about to leave the office, I was working on a document, and it locked up, and the program crashed. And I had to recover it. And when I recovered it, all the information I'd filled out on the application was gone.
Okay.
So I had to very quickly jot everything down again and get that application submitted and completed and submitted. And boy, let me tell you,
wow.
I was sweating bullets getting over here to the station.
Well, technology is wonderful when it works.
That's right.
And usually it does.
So, but I am here. We are going to be talking about insurance. So again, the number to call if you have a question is 904-831-0600. And of course, you're listening to WBOB 600 AM or 101.1 FM.
And now you probably have a particular type of insurance you want to talk about today, right?
Yeah, you know, we're going to talk about health insurance because we're coming up to the open enrollment.
Yeah.
I am going to mention a little bit about Medicare, and then I'm kind of going to go over some of the questions I got since last Tuesday during last week and and through Monday and today, and I'm going to address some questions that I got people calling me up on and asking me about certain things about insurance.
Right.
So I'm going to address, I'm going to provide some real world example questions that I got during the week.
Well, we're ready to learn.
So, we are coming up to the annual enrollment today is October 15th.
Yeah, the first day for Medicare.
So this is the time of year where you can change your plan. If you want to change your plan, it's the time of year that you can say, hey, I don't know what happened, but my doctor changed my medications on me, and now I'm having to pay more. My plan's not covering some of my medications. This is the time of year where you get to shop everything and make an election to change your plan for the upcoming year.
And I know that television is full of those commercials that have been here since the beginning of the month. And it looks like a lot of friends that I know are getting a lot of stuff in the mail.
Yep. This is also the time of year where you can fill your bookshelf up and create a little library of all of the Medicare stuff, the circulars, the postcards, the flyers, the normal size envelopes, the oversized envelopes, the legal size envelopes.
Well, plus, it is a great thing, even though it's a little overload, and some people may file it 13 in the garbage. But the fact is, it's good information to know the alternatives, especially since your company should have given you what to expect for 2020 by now.
Yeah, you would think that. The biggest issue is You know, the biggest issue is that you get so much stuff in the mail. It's easy to get overloaded. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get confused. And then you start thinking to yourself, you know, hey, I saw a plan that gave me this, you know, benefit X. And you get confused as to which plan that was, because you start thinking, well, you know, was it United Healthcare? Was it Aetna? Was it mm-hmm. Humana? Was it Florida Blue? You just don't know. You get confused.
Good to narrow it down, though.
Yeah.
It is. Probably narrow it down to three or four, as you know, and you might have like three alternatives if you're still satisfied with your company. And that might be a way to go for folks for the future.
It is. You know, I like that, you know, when it comes to a Medicare plan, I try to break it down to the three most major components that most people are most interested in. Are my doctors in the network?
Mm-hmm.
Are my medications covered at a reasonable cost per month for my copays for all my medications? And do I have reasonable copays in the event I have to go to see a doctor?
That's the big one, though, those copays.
So,
wow.
You know, those are the three things that, you know, I break down, and those are the three areas that I would say that most people that come to see me are wanting to get information on. If the plan has their doctors, has reasonable copays for seeing the doctors and other procedures, and covers your medications, and you have a low cost for your medications for the year, then it's probably a good plan for you. Is it a great plan for you? Maybe, maybe not. But it's probably a good plan for you. And those are the three. Those are the major factors that most people are interested in. And you know, some people are like that. You know, I want a comprehensive dental plan with it. You know, some people use hearing aids. They want to make sure that there's a good hearing aid component with the plan. So, you know, you want to take, you kind of want to take a look at all of those benefits. Some people go to the gym. They want to make sure that that their Medicare Advantage plan has silver sneakers so that they can go to the gym. And then some people, they do a lot of traveling. So they want to make sure that if they're traveling outside the state of Florida, that they have access to in-network doctors, or if they're traveling internationally, they have access to that their coverage will extend internationally. So you know, and again, so there's Medicare Advantage plans, which are kind of like a group health plan for retirees. You have a network of doctors and hospitals, co-pays when you go to the doctor. Covers you internet. If you are traveling, you do have emergency room coverage if something happens and you're traveling internationally, or outside the state of Florida. But if you want to have doctors, there are some Medicare Advantage plans that have, in-network benefits when you leave the state of Florida. And those are available as well. And then of course you have, your Medigap or supplement plans for people who want to pay a monthly premium but don't want to have any type of medical expenses and want to go see any doctor, any hospital, anywhere in the United States without having to get referrals or anything along those lines. So that, you know, kind of that's there's Medicare kind of in a nutshell. And again, I hear music. So, you know, we come back from the break, we're going to pick up on the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's lovingly called by a lot of people. And we're going to kind of go over some of that information. And then I'll get into some real world examples as we go. And again, if you have a question, reach out 904-831-0600. And then we got 30 seconds left, AJ.
Yeah.
How about that?
We can do a dance or... or just repeat our number to call in. Now, if you have a question for Dan, now it can be on his topic, right, Dan?
That's correct.
Or it could be on any insurance topic that you might be interested or wanting to know more about. So give us a call, 904. All right, we'll return to Dan. It's a previously recorded show this afternoon on WBOB. We'll be right back. Thanks.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Genesis 18:20 says, "Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." So what's that got to do with stewardship? Well, God, as you know, gave Sodom one last chance to repent. And God is still waiting, giving people the opportunity to turn to Him. In our giving, we have a responsibility to get the gospel out to all of those for whom God is waiting.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Do you want to offer insurance to your employees but think it's too expensive? Florida Care Insurance is here to tell you that employee benefits can be much more affordable than you realize. If you can afford to give your employee a $2 raise, then you can afford employee benefits that will make you more competitive and help acquire and maintain quality employees. Let us help you invest in your company. Go to groupbenefits.solutions or call 265-4753. No matter the company size, they can help. Call 265-4753. For your employee benefit solution.
New year, new decade. How about a new home? Whether you're looking to upsize or downsize, call Home Finder Realty. For listing, buying, Home Finder Realty can't be beat. Home Finder Realty has 2, 3, and 4 bedroom homes for rent and sale. From the beaches to the south side and north and south along 295 East Corridor. Home Finder Realty can also handle your property management problems. Call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 962-0243, 962-0243.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
Now, back to Dan, the insurance man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Time once again to get back and get some answers to the questions you may have. It's Insurance Day. It's Dan, the insurance man. Dan, what you got for us?
Oh, you know, we were going to, we kind of touched a little bit about Medicare. We're going to, this segment, we're going to kind of go into the Affordable Care Act, and then I'll lead into some actual questions. But I think while we were on the break, the phone, we started getting calls, right?
Yeah, Kat's on line one. She has an important Medicare question for you.
All right, so let's move on over to Kat real quick.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
My mother has been on Care Plus for many years, and her health has deteriorated to where I've had to put her into assisted living. Now, the facility has asked me to change her from Care Plus, which is a referral program, which is very difficult to maneuver sometimes, and put her on straight Medicare. And she does have Medicaid, and she also has, fortunately, a long-term voucher, which is allowing us to supplement a lot of this additional expense. So my question is, since she has not paid for any kind of copays or anything in the past, if I do switch her to Medicare, will she still be without any bills, or is she going to be having to pay that 20%. And I've been told that if there is a 20%, you just call and say, I'm sorry, I'm on a fixed income, and it goes away. But I'm very uncomfortable in making that switch without knowing all the answers.
Okay, well, there's a couple of I understand where the facility is coming from. They want to deal directly with Medicare. They don't want to. They want to cut the insurance companies out of the loop, so to speak. You kind of have some options. So you can go to Original Medicare. You said that your mom is approved for Medicaid as well.
Yes.
So it kind of, you know, so Medicaid kind of acts as a supplement or a Medigap policy for your mom. So you could potentially go to Medicare, and then Medicaid will pick up the remaining 20%. Then there are the possibility of some options where there's what's known as dual enabled Medicare Advantage plans, and those are plans that are designed for people that are on that Medicare and Medicaid. They actually work. These particular Advantage plans are they're designed to work with being on it and also coordinating with Medicaid benefits as well, and then that could be a potential option. I would recommend that we actually sit down and kind of go over some of your mom's details a little bit more in depth. Mm-hmm. And then I could give you a recommendation as to which path you want to take. And it could also involve a phone call to the facility, as well.
Okay.
So the dual enabled Advantage plans, they provide a lot of, there could be a lot of value added benefit by having those, with no cost transportation, if she has to go from like the facility to a doctor's office and things like that. So those are some of the things that I would want to look at with you, and then I can make a recommendation after I know a little bit more about your mom's situation and your situation and everything.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So if you need to reach out to me, just reach out to me at the office. The number is 904-730-3900, and I'm happy to have an off-the-air conversation with you where we can get into a little bit more detail.
Okay, that'll be great. Will you be repeating your number again so I can get it a second time?
Yes. Yep. I'll repeat it throughout the show. But
okay.
So just keep listening, and you'll be able to jot it down.
Okay, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
So there you go. So there was a great question.
I thought so when she first told me about it. I said, this is a great one for you, Dan. And that's an interesting situation to be in. Now, does this, if she's on the Medicare, if she went back to Original Medicare, this is a question I'm just going to throw in. I know a little bit about it, but not much. But the Original Medicare doesn't necessarily provide for the prescription part of that, does it?
It does not. She would still need a prescription drug plan.
So that's one thing you lose if you go away from the Advantage plan, which Care Plus is one of those plans. But that was her concern, that there might be additional burdens of bills or costs associated with making that change.
That is correct. Yeah, that is absolutely correct. And there's pros and cons to everything, and so what is the best decision really needs to be I can't make it on a 15 or 30 second phone conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But so there's a lot, but like I said, these dual enabled Medicare Advantage plans that coordinate with Medicare and Medicaid, one of the nice things that they do is that they provide a lot of value-added benefits over and above just being on Original Medicare and Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned that her mom is on Care Plus. Well, that is that's an HMO. Care Plus is primarily an HMO Advantage plan. And so there's a lot of coordination. You have to get the primary care doctor to issue referrals.
Right.
And then the insurance company, Care Plus, they will sometimes review that referral, and then they'll say, well, wait a minute. Why can't the primary care doctor do this? Why do you have to go to
So there's more paperwork and coordination involved, and that's why you're saying the medical facility that she's talking about was kind of saying, well, it might be better to go to original Medicare but it's easier for them.
It's easier for them, but it's not necessarily the right decision for the person.
For all situations. Right.
It's great for the facility, not necessarily great for the individual person or the family member that you're wanting to make sure
you want to be in the facility,
taken care of.
And that's an important thing. If it was my loved one, I would want them to be in a facility that's good for them.
Right.
Because there's something backwards about, hey, what's good for us? What's first? Their priority should be the patient.
Right. Well, and you know, and I'm not going to say that every facility is thinking about the money, but in this case, you know, they're saying, you know, hey, this is what's going to make things easier for us to take care of the patient is if you're off of this Advantage plan and you're on just original Medicare. But there are these dual enabled Advantage plans, and they're not HMOs, they're PPOs, where you don't have to get a referral, where the primary care doctor just says, oh, you need to go see a specialist, a specialist.
Right. So the Care Plus is more set up like HMOs that you get at work when you were active working years, if you still are.
Right.
But the PPO offers you that a little more leeway just to go right to a specialist, right?
That is correct. And so that can be, and like I said, and these Advantage plans, they add there's a lot of value added benefit with them. A lot of them offer free transportation to get you to and from the doctor. If you have to leave the facility and go to the doctor, there's free transportation involved.
And sometimes it's limited to a certain amount of trips
per year. Sometimes there's over-the-counter benefits. In other words, they send you a little catalog, and quarterly you get $75 or $100 a quarter that you can buy over-the-counter out of a catalog. Order over-the-counter. You get Band-Aids, vitamins, whatever's in the catalog.
And that can come in handy. It's a cash saver.
That it is, exactly. So there's a lot of value added benefits to it. Again, is even that necessarily the best option? No. Again, you got to, every person, every situation is unique, and
but her having the Medicaid is actually a big advantage, though, as well as having the, because you can have both type of plans, whether they're the Advantage plans or the original Medicare and Medicaid. They all kind of work together, right?
Right. Right. There's a select group of Medicare Advantage plans that also will coordinate with Medicaid benefits for those people who have it. And of course, it works great because now you're only dealing with one type of billing. So when you're on Medicare and Medicaid, Medicare pays for part of it, and then they have to bill Medicaid. And if Medicaid doesn't bill it correctly, if they don't bill it correctly, they don't get paid, and then you start getting a bill for services.
Then the patient starts getting the bill.
Correct.
Right.
So there can be some hiccups along the way. Again, if you have a question, give us a call, 904-831-0600, and then if you need to reach me off the air, 904-730-3900. And again, so if you're a little shy or you're driving and you can't reach me here while I'm on the air, give me a call off the air. Again, that's 904-730-3900.
You're listening to a previously broadcast edition of Dan the Insurance Man, back from October. He's under the weather today. We hope he gets better and we get to see Dan live in the studio next Tuesday, but hold your calls today. We'll have more information, still good information, coming up with Dan Dan, the Insurance Man, on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
This is not...
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump and his top advisors are being pressured to disclose more detail about the intelligence that led him to order the killing of the top Iranian general, Qassem Soleimani, which has greatly heightened tension with Tehran. And documents Democrats want. McConnell is ready, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still has yet to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. And Puerto Rico rocked by a 6.4 magnitude earthquake before dawn this morning. At least one person dead, eight others reportedly injured. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Jerry Lederman. A family of four homeless after a pickup truck crashed into their house in Orange Park. Police say the driver hit the gas instead of the brake before he ran into that home on Loring Village Court Monday afternoon. No one was home at the time. The driver was not hurt, but he is being cited for careless driving. The town of Orange Park paid for the family of two adults and two kids to stay at a local hotel while officials work to find them shelter until the house can be fixed. Two Sumatran tigers who were born at the Jacksonville Zoo and have spent their whole lives there are heading to a new home. Rocky and Jagger will be sent to a science center in Greensboro, North Carolina, Friday, but you can see them one last time in Jacksonville today and tomorrow. The two-year-old tigers are moving based on recommendation of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Species Survival Plan. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a crash on Butler Boulevard heading east at the 295 East Beltway. Also, there's a disabled vehicle on the East Beltway on 295 northbound at the ramp to the exit at Butler Boulevard. And you're seeing congestion on I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge and the ramp to I-10. Clear skies tonight. Expect a low 42. Wednesday, sunny and cooler with a high only 64. Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Now back to a previously broadcast edition of Dan Dan the Insurance Man.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Wow, we're already halfway through this Tuesday hour of insurance information with Dan Dan the Insurance Man. Dan, back to you.
Hey, thanks, AJ, and good afternoon, Jacksonville. I'm glad to be back on the air with you. So, you know, we covered Medicare for the first half of the show. So I'm going to kind of move on to the Affordable Care Act and kind of go over, you know, individual health insurance policies and such. So there's where some changes. Here's kind of where you're going to see the bulk of your changes for 2020. The deductibles moved up a little bit. The maximum out-of-pockets moved up a little bit. And some co-pays moved up a little bit. Other than that, and of course, the premiums moved up a little bit.
Wow, imagine that. The Affordable Care Act.
So,
or the Less Affordable Care Act.
So now, interestingly, the state of Florida, on an average, probably should have had about almost a 4% drop in its insurance rates.
Right.
But the federal government came in and they imposed a 3%, I call it a tax. They said a 3% fee, but it's really a tax for all intents and purposes. They imposed a 3% tax on all the insurance companies. So that eroded or
so
got
it
rid of.
That. Yep.
So it offset almost that 4% decrease in rates to basically like 1% thereabouts, maybe a little less. So, and that's county by county. So, you know, the rate decrease that for Duval County would be different for, like, say, Broward County.
So
or
it's that particular in the state then.
Yeah. So it's basically these discounts. But as an average for the state, you were looking at about 3.7 to 4% was going to be somewhere in there. But then 3% of it got pulled back.
And then the companies have to pass that along.
Correct. So that's where that's why instead of getting about a 4% rate decrease this year, you're anywhere from 0 to 0.75%.
All right. There's government at work.
That's our government at work, you know. So we were going to see some a small rate decrease, you know, like I said, around 3.75 to 4%, depending on the county. And so now you're stuck with about 0.75% or so. So, you know, still a little bit helps, but the plans are pretty much going to be identical to where they were at last year. But like I said, there's a few minor changes, slightly higher deductibles, slightly higher maximum out of pockets, and some slightly higher co-pays involved. We're not looking at large increases. I mean, the co-pays are, you know, maybe about a $5 increase on the co-pay. Other than that, the plans are actually looking pretty good this year. Of course, the way the Affordable Care Act works, if the insurance goes up, it's hard written into the law exactly based on your household size and your income level, the percentage of your income that can go to your health insurance premium. So if the plan goes up in value or gets a higher premium, the federal government really has to reach into its pocket and pay the insurance company for that increase, because a person or a family is hard-coded as to what they have to pay. So to give you an example, somebody who's at the 100% poverty level, which is around $12,500, it's 2%. So, you know, you're looking at a monthly premium of 2%. So you're looking at about $22, $23 on that $12,500. You're looking at you're really looking at $22, $23 a month is what a person who's making $12,500 is going to pay for a health insurance plan. So it doesn't really matter that the premium goes up if the cost of that plan is $300 a month, it doesn't really matter if the insurance company has the charge $400. The person, the individual who's only making $12,500, still can only pay 2% of their salary. So the difference has to be made up by the federal government, which is kind of, you know, there's no incentive really to lower the rates for the insurance companies to really try to get the cost of the premiums lower. So that's kind of in a nutshell how the Affordable Care Act works. It is important though that you're reviewing the plans every year. It's also important to make sure that you're getting the right plan for your situation. The biggest mistake I see that people make is they say, well, I can only afford $150 a month. This plan over here is $150 a month. And they get that plan. And then what they find out after they got it is that that plan doesn't pay for anything that they needed to go to the doctor for. And that's where I get my phone calls, people who make this mistake, and then they're looking for a way to get it corrected.
All right. Now do... In your experience with insurance now, of course, years past, it was not unusual. Any good company, larger companies, multi-location companies, multi-state companies to have insurance plans for their employees. Those still exist, correct?
They do. Yep. You still have group health insurance. It's still out there.
So you don't have to be part of the Affordable Health Plan. And there's no penalty anymore not to be a part of it. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep. So. Not having a plan does not mean that you're not going to get penalized and have to pay a tax penalty for not having it.
And I guess that was written in the original law, I guess, during the Obama administration because they wanted to get more complete enrollment. And that was one way to get that done.
But yeah, it was a half-hearted attempt. The big problem with that was that the penalty that they imposed never was really a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of give you an idea, it was about 2.5% of your household income. So, you know, if you made $100,000 a year, the penalty was $2,500
per adult,
and then $695 per child.
Wow.
So, but here's the thing. Based on your household size and your income level and where you fell on the chart, you might only have to pay a portion of that penalty based on your income level. Mm-hmm. So if you were falling below 250% of the federal poverty level, you only had to pay $600 of that penalty.
It was something, but not that
$2,500. Right. So the big issue is that the penalty was really never really a penalty. So people never really felt the need to enroll in the plan. The other thing about the Affordable Care Act that never got done is that the group health insurance market was supposed to be eradicated and removed, but they never pushed forward in ending the group market. That would have put 135, 137 million people from the group market into the individual market, and that would have made a very large group of health insurance buyers. So what we see now as very kind of unaffordable rates would mm-hmm. have come down dramatically when there's 137 million more people having to buy the insurance.
Right. So there would have been a lot more competitive.
There would have been. More companies would have been in the market to own as much of that market share as possible. And it would have dropped.
Yeah, well,
it would have dropped. It would have helped drop the insurance premiums.
That's why the Affordable Care Act I always thought was an interesting name, because it seems like that's not exactly the direction it went in.
It did not.
The way it ended up being formed and then finally rolled out, it seemed like it got more expensive.
That's right. Now, if you have a question, I think we have one more segment coming up, right, AJ?
Right. Now, just a programming note, this is an earlier show broadcast last October. So some of the information has changed, but a lot of it's great. And we've got one more segment coming up. And hopefully next week, Dan, the insurance man, will be feeling much better. And he'll be here live in the studio. Talk Radio WBOB.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, January 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, January 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, January 11th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Icemen versus the Brampton Beast at Five-Star Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
American Electrical Contracting, wired right at a fair price.
Do you take your power for granted? Call American Electrical and make sure your home or office is operating at peak efficiency. Get an electrical checkup. Call 737-7770 for any electrical need. Look for the red, white, and blue eagle on the side of their truck, and you'll know it's American Electrical.
American Electrical Contracting, wired right at a fair price.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Now, insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan, the insurance man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Still time to ask Dan questions about insurance. If you have any topic you'd like to get some answers to, give us a call here, 904-831-0600. You've got about 11 minutes to get in on the conversation. Dan?
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Again, if you have a question, you got a little bit of time where I can take a call. The number is 904-831-0600. And of course, if you want to reach me off the air, you can do that at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. And so we were talking about the Affordable Care Act. I said that I was gonna throw out some questions that I got during the week. So I kind of want to get to that a little bit. So I had somebody call me that was wanting insurance on their one of their collectible collectible vehicles. They had a VW, a little VW van or bus from the 60s.
Oh yeah, those were classic.
Yep. And he's pretty much got it restored. It's all original parts. So it's got some pretty good value. And so he was calling and he was saying, look, this car, this little bus, VW bus, it's probably worth around $25,000. He says it's in great shape. It's all original parts, but these parts are getting harder to find. So he's like, how do I insure it? And I said, well, the best thing to do is you want to insure it for, I said, if you can get somebody to give you an appraisal, I mean, that's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and then we can go to the insurance company, and then we want to get what's known as either market value or stated value.
Now, that $25,000 he was talking about, is that market value most likely?
That's probably most likely market value, but I mean, state, that doesn't mean that that's not the stated value, right, as well.
Mm-hmm.
You usually with stated value, you have to be able to show the vehicle. You have to be able to say, look, it's all, you've got to be able to prove if it's all original parts, you need to be able to show and some documentation that shows that it's all original parts and nothing's been replaced with, an aftermarket modern replacement part or something along those lines.
You have to be the original manufacturer's parts.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Well, there's OEM.
Right. Versus an OEM. Which is like a third party,
right? Which sometimes after an accident, insurance companies want to replace,
right?
But
right,
not the original,
not with the original,
and it devalues your vehicle automatically.
Correct, and more so with a classic car,
really? Yeah.
Or a motorcycle, or even a boat for that matter. So again, when you have a vehicle and it's pretty much almost 100% restored, or it is 100% restored. You really want to look at either an insurance policy that provides market value or stated value. Now, that doesn't mean that depreciation doesn't necessarily kick in to that. It can, depends on how the insurance policy is written, but you can usually get depreciation removed and not do, and again, you don't want actual cash value. You really want, like I said, you want stated or market value. Well, so that
a collectible could actually go up in value.
That's correct.
Right? As it goes on, especially if it's maintained in pristine condition.
Right. So, if you're looking at like a 63 Corvette Stingray, like the first year that the Corvette came out, that's $100,000. That's at a minimum, that's $100,000 car nowadays. And it keeps going up because there's less and less of them on the road. People don't want to get rid of the ones they have.
And they were classics back in the TV series Route 66.
Right.
They had the Stingray. That was a good car.
So, again, when you have these higher value cars, you want to get stated value or market value. Now, the nice thing about market value is that when you have a policy and it's listed as market value, the insurance company actually kind of keeps track of the value of the car. And then you should, depending on the insurance company, but you should get communications from the insurance company that say, hey, your car is appreciated in value. So we're raising we're going to raise your premium. And then if the car loses market value for whatever reason, then the insurance company should send you a letter that says, hey, your car was worth 20, we insured your car for 25. The actual market value of your car now is 20,000. So we're reducing your premium accordingly.
All right. So that's a mixed blessing, depending on which way the market goes.
It is. So, stated value, if you say, hey, my car is worth $25,000, you're insuring for $25,000. Now, if the car goes up to $30,000, you're still only going to get $25,000.
Yeah.
But if the car drops to $20,000, you're still going to get $25,000, and you're going to pay the premium for a $25,000 stated policy. So there's a lot of things that you can do with these things, And
but that's so great information important. For those people in that position that might not realize that.
Right. And, you know, typically insurance companies that do classic vehicles really want the cars to be either antiques or classics. So they have to be at least 19 years or older. Now, there also are other classifications. If it's not like a classic, it could be a hot rod. It could be a custom vehicle. You know, I think of you kind of see these cable shows where these guys and they own a car body shop, and they buy this car and they do this and they do that and they cut the roof off and they lower the roof and they make this custom car. I saw one show where the guy had a Hot Wheels car, and he took another car and he put a fiberglass body over it, and he literally made a full-scale replica of this Hot Wheels car.
Wow.
Now, that's a custom car.
So his idea was just a regular Hot Wheels that you'd buy at the store.
Right, and what he did is he literally took the measurements on that Hot Wheel, and he said, well, this is the Hot Wheel measurement, so for this to be a full-size, actual street-legal car, this is what it has to look like when it's done.
He just blew it up and made it into a real size car. It should have been pretty close to what it was, right?
Right. It was. It was to the inch.
Wow.
It was a full size replica of the Hot Wheel, but everything was custom made. The body
really break because he had to put something inside it, but he was based it on the body. So the body,
right.
The body was the starting point. Then he had to go in and fill everything in to make the automobile work.
Yeah. And of course the windshield had to be custom made, had to be a custom made glass, for the windshield because it's a one of a kind. So, you know, that's what's considered a custom vehicle. And then the classic insurance companies, they will insure a custom vehicle. You just have to be able to show, hey, this is a one-of-a-kind custom vehicle. So,
and that could be market value as well, even though it's a one-of-a-kind?
It can. Usually a custom vehicle, because it's one-of-a-kind, you can name your own price just about.
I imagine so. If there's a demand for it, somebody may buy it.
So I think they sold that full-size replica Hot Wheel. I think they sold it for like $55,000.
So he put a lot of material and energy in there. Hopefully he made a profit.
Oh, he did. He did. Because I think he bought the chassis of the car that he bought was, I think he spent less than $2,000.
Oh, good.
On the actual car, and then fixed the engine and of course put a fiberglass body on it. And
so most of the attention was the body.
The body, right. and fixing the engine to make sure that it was in proper functioning shape and everything. So, you know, but anyway, I guess my entire point here is that, you know, when you have a classic vehicle or a custom vehicle, you want to make sure you have the right insurance on it, and you want to make sure that you're not going to lose money on that vehicle because you have like an actual cash value versus a stated or market value policy. So if you have questions, can't give us a call on the air, but you can call me off the air at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. And next week, I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. We'll have to see who gives me a call during the week and what questions I get.
Well, something tells me you have a kind of a love for that automobile type insurance there.
I do. It is so fun. It is. I love those cars, and it's fun to see people, you know, get a policy on their classic car and everything. But you know, you can have a classic boat and you can have a classic motorcycle as well. So
more coming up next.